Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
As Jesus tells us, the sacred scripture tells us that the seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. And what is that seed that Jesus is speaking about? The seed is the Word of God. So the Word of God is sown, and when it finds a fertile place, it grows and bears good fruit. So now I have a question for you to consider. Are you good soil? Is your heart a fruitful place for the Word of God to be sown? And how does one become better soil? How can you improve the quality of the soil that is in your soul, so to speak? Jesus tells us that to be good ground, we must be rid of the rocks and the weeds and the thorns and the thistles in our lives, the selfish attachments, the immaturity, the littleness. Before getting further into the gospel, I want to say a few words about St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and the first line of his letter particularly. And I quote for you, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us." I'll say it again in case you didn't quite get it. "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared to the glory to be revealed for us." Now, in this homily, and in St. Paul's letter, and in all of Christian theology, this idea of sufferings, the sufferings of this present time, that is to undergo some difficulty, to face some challenge, to experience some heartache or heartbreak, but continue on our journey. It is to carry on. And when you hear the expression "carry on," I want you to imagine Jesus carrying his cross. And he comes and he stumbles and he gets up and he does what? He carries on. And that's what we're called to do, to carry on in the face of our difficulties. And Paul says, when we face these sufferings and we carry on through the difficulties in our Christian life, there is a great glory awaiting us. Now, this idea of suffering, again, that Paul speaks about is very closely related to the idea of patience, okay? To exercise patience. In fact, if it's never been pointed out to you, let me point out to you that the word patience and the word suffering are very closely related words. In fact, the word passion, the passion of the Christ, the word passion is directly related to the word patience, to endure, to carry on, if you will. Now, with that said, I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about some suffering that you have experienced, some difficulty that you have gone through that's behind you now, okay? It was a part of your life that you have passed through, and now you can look back on it. Maybe it was quitting smoking or giving up some other bad habit. Maybe it was finishing your college or high school degree. Maybe it was building a house or building a business, or getting through a difficult period in your marriage, or your childhood, or your career. I want you to think of some event, some heartbreak, some illness that's behind you now. Now, as you look back on that, are you a better person today because of what you experienced and endured? Did you grow through that? Do you have a greater understanding of God's mercy? A greater sense of maybe a wider perspective in life? So often, our sufferings bring us to a a different place, a better place. And Paul says, I look at the sufferings of this present moment as nothing compared to what the glory that will be revealed for us. Now I want you to think back again on another time in your life, some suffering or challenge that you faced, but you didn't go through it. You quit. You gave up. You were selfish. You kind of folded under the pressure. And now you look back on that time, and how do you feel? Maybe there's a tinge of regret as you look back. Maybe there's some unfortunate thoughts of wishing things would have been different. But that's not what this homily is about at all. Regret is not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about more than anything is carrying on and learning from the past and putting our past suffering or our present suffering into this focus that gives us a new determination, a new understanding of ourselves that helps us face the next difficulty, helps us recognize that God is working with us when we have some challenge or some suffering. In this homily and in all of Christian theology, when we hear about this notion of I consider the sufferings of the present time, this is what I want you to think of. Hanging in there, persevering, experience the pain or the loss or the heartbreak, but recognizing that this is how God is tilling the soil of our soul. That God is tilling the soil. He's pulling the weeds. He's getting the rocks out. We are going to suffer in life. That's just a reality. We are called to suffer, to endure. We may experience a bad boss, a difficult job, some poverty, a learning disability, a difficulty in our family, heartbreak, that pain in your back that just won't go away. And we endure those things. And we're stretched and we grow through them. But then there's another kind of endurance that I want you to think about. And that is plowing the field of our lives by deliberately removing the rocks and the stones and the hardness of heart that is in us. By study, by prayer, by action. Listen again now, we move to the gospel. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on a rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, but then the sun rose and it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. And the first thing I want to point out to you about this parable is that seed was expensive. It was extremely important to be careful with the seed for a farmer in those days. Seed was like money. But in this story, the farmer is throwing the seed almost carelessly, isn't he? It's like being out in that parking lot throwing the seed around. But this is Jesus throwing out the word, throwing out his grace, hoping that it's going to find some little place in you to take root. Hoping that there's some little part of your heart where the dirt has been turned over and there's an opportunity for the seed to take root. So we see the generosity of God in sowing his seed. But we also hear about the reality as we go further in of the hard soil and the evil and the thorns and the thistles. You know, my grandpa, this is a true story, my grandpa was a farmer. He lived in Ohio. We used to go up there every summer and visit him. And the ground up there would freeze and then it would thaw and freeze and thaw. And what would happen is rocks would work their way up through the soil. Even though he'd been planting those same fields for years, when we went up there, they would hook this sled up to the back of the tractor. And we would ride on the sled and he would pull us through the field. And what would we do as we're going through the field? We would pick up rocks. You know, as a kid from Mississippi, at first, it was fun, you know, a ride on the sled behind the tractor. But after a while, it was a lot like what? It was a lot like work, you know. I'm suffering over here, clearing these rocks out of my grandpa's field. But whenever I read this gospel, I think about our souls and the rocks and the stones that come up and have to be picked up. Got to be cleared out so that we're good soil. That we're good soil, that God's seed can find a place in us. Jesus is not telling us how to be good farmers. He's telling us that if we're going to have faithful, spiritual, fruitful spiritual lives, we have to have a fertile field of our soul. Our souls have to be plowed. They have to be plowed, the stones have to be taken up, the weeds have to be pulled. Now, how does that happen? How is one's soul prepared to hear the word of God? Well, I would hope that the first part of it is by having good parents. Parents that discipline their children. Parents that pray for their children. Parents that show their children the way. That's the first part. But for those of you that are children, understand that your parents are probably trying to do something good for you when they discipline you. But then as we grow into adults, we have to discipline ourselves, or God will have to discipline us. And as we experience those sufferings, right? Now, I spent the first 5 or 10 minutes of this homily talking about suffering, right? Because having those stones picked up and those weeds pulled is not always an easy thing. The discipline to follow a path of Christian living and sticking to it. Now, I'm going to get very concrete, very basic, and very simple to understand right now, okay? If you want to have a fruitful Christian life, you are going to have a daily prayer routine. Every day. You have a plan, you make a plan, you stick to the plan, and you pray every day. Now, will that always be easy to stick to that plan? Whether you're trying to get up 10 or 15 minutes or a half hour early and pray, is that going to be easy? Say no, Father Mike. That's why you spent 10 minutes talking about suffering. Because it's not going to be easy. Because it's going to call you out of yourself. But this is what has to happen. But not just prayer. You need to pick a day of the week. And if Friday's a good day, the day our Lord was crucified. You need to pick a day of the week and you need to fast. What do you, Father Mike, that sounds like an inconvenience to me. It is an inconvenience to you. It will bring about some difficulty, some trial, some challenge. But this is preparing the field of your soul for the word of God. So to pray and to fast and to give, to be charitable. Now, this is not rocket science. This is not that difficult. This is just very basic, simple, fundamental Christianity. You must pray daily. You must fast regularly. You must give of yourself. All of these things, these are the ways that we get the rocks. These are the way that we get the thorns and the thistles and the selfishness and the immaturity and all of those things out of us. Suffering is not an end. Through suffering, we grow. We pull these difficult, these selfish kind of barriers out of our lives, and we get the fertile soil tilled up to receive God's word. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it with joy, but has no root. And when some difficulty comes, or persecution because of God's word, in other words, some suffering, they fall away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then some worldly anxiety, some comfort, some riches crowds in and chokes it out, and there is no life. So, my brothers and sisters, it's a very simple parable. It's a very, very simple story that Jesus tells. He generously sows the seed. He's just looking for a little place that's tilled in us for it to take root and grow. Victory belongs to those who persevere. Victory in the Christian life belongs to those who persevere. This is a theme of the Bible. This is the teaching of this parable tonight. In the spiritual life, without perseverance, you have nothing. In the spiritual life, without perseverance, you have absolutely nothing. You will bear no fruit. With perseverance, you have everything. May your lives be fruitful, bearing 100 or 60 or 30-fold.